Welcome to episode 77 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week, I'm bringing you the second of my recordings made live at this year's Goodwood Festival of Speed. For those of you that don't know, the Festival of Speed is a motoring event held each year at Goodwood in West Sussex, here in the UK, and it sees me photographing all manner of action, from fast-paced Formula One cars on the hill climb, to dusty rally cars spinning their wheels deep within a purpose-built woodland setting. What you're about to hear contains exactly what you'd expect from fireworks and fast, loud cars, so be warned, you might want to adjust the volume in certain places. And just briefly, in other news, I have an exciting announcement to make, so be sure to listen to what follows after the Goodwood commentary. That said, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 77. So, once again, I am here at Goodwood in West Sussex for the Festival of Speed. And as I record this, you can hear noise in the background. This is the Thursday evening. The event originally was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a lot of you will know. But there's also an extra day, which is the Thursday for the Moving Motor Show. Now, I don't shoot during the day on the Thursday, but I always make sure I'm here to capture the fireworks outside the main Goodwood House, which if you guys listened last year to the recording I made, you will remember that it was quite a good, it's a very good display actually. And I'm pretty much in exactly the same position, or a slightly different location actually standing, and I just thought I'd talk my way through. Now, as I record this, it's looking at my watch, it's about 5 to 10 in the evening, and I have with me my D3 with a 24-85 lens. A lot of you will know that's one of my favourite lenses to use. And I'm going to apologise now for any interference with the wind that's here. So the breeze has really picked up, and I'm hoping it's not going to spoil things for you. I'm just going to talk a bit about where I am and what I'm doing, and then I'm going to leave it there and come back to you when the action starts happening, which, as I say, is fireworks tonight. So, in front of me, I have the straw, the hay bales here, and I'm just positioning myself. I've just had a good old wander around trying to find the best position, and the one thing I wanted to be doing was getting a good vantage point a little bit higher up than I did last year. Nothing wrong with last year. I was very pleased with the results, actually. But again, you know, you just want to sort of move things around a little bit, change it, try to get to a slightly different angle. So where I am now, I had a little wander around. We've got the sort of the grandstands that are here facing Goodwood House, and then the track is right in front of us. For those of you that don't know, I should probably explain. The Festival of Speed happens every year, and it's a motoring event where we have cars from bygone eras in terms of Grand Prix, so people like going back into the 70s, the 80s, what have you. We have supercars, modern day cars, there's all sorts in between, there's stands, there's as I stand here and look behind me, we've got Alfa Romeo have a stand, Jaguar, Lotus, all of them are here. So it's a really good event, and I will be talking more about the event in other podcasts, and also I'm putting together a little video over the next few days, and that will be hitting the site and YouTube in coming days and coming weeks. So in front of me here, you can hear they're testing the music. It's very difficult to be doing any test exposures at the moment because there is still light in the sky, but of course it's going to be dropping down, going to be getting darker, and my testing exposures are going to not necessarily be relevant. The breeze is kind of actually good. We've got quite a bit of cloud blowing over. The sun is just setting, or has set, in front of me. So I'm just going to get my framing. I've got Goodwood House in front of me. And as I say, I just want to get a little bit of height as much as I can realistically before I can't actually reach up on my tiptoes to to see the through the viewfinder. So I'm just adjusting the legs of the tripod. There we go. There's just some people here. They're testing the lights actually on the central display this year, which is Lotus. I think it is Lotus cars. A lot of you will know that Lotus have come back to Formula One this season. I think I'm right in saying. So let's talk a bit about photography. So D3, 24 to 85. I'm setting the camera to an aperture F11 for the moment. And I'm setting the ISO right up to 1250. Now on the D3, not a lot of noise in the pictures. And of course, you know, if you're into your Photoshop, you can always take the noise down in post-production. Just want to see what this is going to look like. So I'm framing up to allow quite a bit of sky because we've got fireworks. So just focusing right on the house and just angling up slightly. It's not ideal because we don't want the house to be leaning, like converging verticals, as it's called. Going to have a fairly tight crop because also there is, as well as the fireworks that are going to be happening, we're going to be getting a display with a car or a number of cars going along the track. I would imagine they're going to be lit up because it's going to be dark, and if they're F1 cars, there's no lights on F1 cars, so that'll be interesting. But anyway, framing up, just got the track right at the bottom. All of this of course might change. I've got my focus. I'm just going to lock it, set the camera to manual so that the focus doesn't change. It's a self timer. Now it's 2 seconds, so I'm just going to depress and step back, and there we go. So that's giving me, it's telling me obviously the exposure, all things considered, the sky is basically making almost a silhouette of the house. But again, at the moment there's not a lot that I can do other than think about my framing. So I'm just going to leave my camera. There's plenty of security guards here, so I'm not worried. I'm going to leave my camera on the tripod. I'm just going to walk along the top of the hay bales. Now, of course, over the next few days, you wouldn't be able to do this because of cars screaming by. But I'm just going to just have a look, because I've got the time. I'm just going to see if there's a better angle. See, now, I've come along just, I don't know, 20... 30 metres, something like that, along the hay bale. It's not a bad angle. It's not bad. But again, I think it would just make me just a little bit too close and a little bit too to one side. So I'm just going to walk back to where I was, because the hay bales kind of recess a little bit. So I think... It's funny, I'm not as happy with this position as where I was last year, but I don't want to repeat the same shot as last year, essentially. Let's just go back and have a look at this test shot, just as the breeze gets up a little bit. That's okay, that's not too bad. I'm just going to do another test, just angling the camera up a fraction more, and also zooming out a little bit, because I can always crop in afterwards, but I'd rather just, I need to have lots of sky for those fireworks, because I'm trying to second guess exactly where the fireworks are going to be above the house. And of course they're, you know, I just have to allow enough space so that when they do their thing, that they're not going to just sort of be cropped out of the frame. So again, just recomposed, camera's back onto manual, having had the focus set, 2 second timer, there we go. Go back to the previous shot. Now you see, I prefer the previous shot, because it's a tighter frame, and also just zooming right in, bit of motion in the flags at the moment, that's rather good. I just prefer that. I think what I'm going to do, and it's all about compromise and what have you, I'm just going to take a gamble on the previous shot, that the fireworks are not too... fireworks are not going to take up sort of too much sky. There we go. Let's try that. And we'll do a quick test shot. So that basically is, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to leave it there for a moment, because hopefully it's given you a bit of an overview. I've got the house in front of me with the central display. The light is gradually going. I've done a couple of test shots. And I'm looking forward to it. When the music gets going and, the fireworks get going, it should be really good. It certainly was last year. So, let's wait and see what happens. So, stuff has just started to happen, as they say. Got fireworks going on, and it's just fantastic. As with last year, though, you can hear it really going crazy. As with last year, we've got a lot of smoke, and the smoke is actually kind of getting in the way of the house. You can't really see the house, so actually what I want to do is see that dying down a little bit. Just at F8 now, and I'm just making it plus one exposure compensation, and it's giving me 1.3 seconds, and I'm at ISO 1600, and let's just see what's happening here. It's all kind of gone quiet, you can hear the music, a little bit light, so what I'm going to do is just drop that down to 0.3 on the exposure compensation, just making my test shots as I go along, because there's not going to be a lot of time. It's the same last year, you know, it just totally blocks out everything. It's a real shame, but you know, work around it. So you can hear one of the F1 cars, the Lotus, is playing a tune on its engine. I actually stopped talking with the fireworks because it was so loud, and one of my colleagues here was having a chat with me. Let's just have a little listen. I'm not actually taking any photographs at the moment because there's no action happening in front of me. This is sort of obscured. But just one thing while that's happening. There's the applause. They can hear cars coming along. Here we go. They're really not. We're just saying that the floodlight should have lit the track in front of us, so I'm having to think on my feet. Cars are going to be rushing past me, and I'm actually just adjusting my settings feverishly. And got ISO 6400 here. The lights have gone right down, and I'm expecting these cars to come flying by here, and I'm at a 40th of a second. So, of course, they're not going to record other than just as a streak of light. But, of course, if these are F1 cars and they haven't got lights, I won't see anything, but got a bit of light coming on here. Let's see what we get. Taking the camera off the timer. That's really nice. Absolute minimum of light, but I'm actually, just talking to my colleague who's stood just behind me here. We're just saying it's all that smoke kind of is literally a smoke screen, but here we go. Just the camera I've taken off the timer because it's just, that it's having a self timer is too slow at the moment, but this is actually working really nicely. It's just one cloud just above the house there is lovely. It's just hovering just at the right time. It's brilliant. So we've got the central display, which is lit up green at the moment, and just going to fire the shutter constantly. There we go. That's lovely. The house is actually quite dark this year, isn't it? There's no lights on, which is a bit of a shame, but that's kind of nice. It's looking all right. It's always that nervous moment where you're sort of waiting, and the moment you blink, it goes past, you know? So here we go. You can probably hear that, about five shots in a row. The car is blurring nicely, really nicely actually. We've just got the light coming down from these floodlights, which are kind of pointing straight at the camera, which is not altogether helpful, but it's okay. But slightly more subdued display this year, but actually it's really nice. The smoke is all gone now, and here we go. I'm gonna set, what's he gonna do, some donuts or something? Here we go. There we go. So settings on the camera at the moment are f3.2 and an 80th of a second at ISO 6400. So these are really grainy pictures, but I actually quite like that. I'm not going to be keeping all of these pictures because some of them don't have the car doing what I want in there. But with this, it's just a kind of repetition of essentially the same shot as the car does the sort of the drive by a number of times. You can probably hear it's doing donuts and things at the far end. I'm hoping it's going to do that right in front of my camera. So let's see. Oh. Here we go. Ah, oh, look at that. Happened down the wrong part of the track.
just over there.
Never mind. That's nice though. Oh, that's, I'll show you this picture in a minute. It's lovely. We've got the smoke out the back of the car. And the car's blurred, and that's lovely. It is actually, isn't it? It's just lovely smell of rubber in the air. So here we go. I wouldn't want to be driving an F1 car in the dark, I've got to say. Yeah. So essentially what I'm trying to do with these shots is just get out of the sequence one or two shots. Oh, here we go. Perfect. Just one or two shots out of the sequence. Just a bit of blur of the car. You can see the house is sharp. You can see people stood there watching. The central display is lovely and sharp. And that wind has dropped right down, which is fantastic. Really happy with that. So, again, the car is just going back and forth, so we've got some repetition. So the car's sort of facing one way and then the other, which is kind of nice because it gives options. So, there we go. It's all gone very quiet. It may well be because of the time in between sort of runs here, I might end up splicing this audio around a little bit just to so you don't have lots of empty space. As is very often the case, there's a lot of waiting around in photography. Here we go again. But it's just, these shots are really nice. I'll be honest, I was a little bit anxious that I hadn't got the right position and I hadn't got the best that I could, but I mean these pictures are really grainy, but actually I really like that. There's this real kind of halo of light where the light, that obviously I'm shooting towards where the sun set. And that is just creating this really nice arc where it's darker at the top and just dropping down. It's just lovely. Really nice. But I think I'm going to end it there because it's just going to carry on the same. So hopefully that melee has given you some sort of an idea. I'm going to be shooting more fireworks of an evening over the coming days. So there'll be more recordings for that. And yeah. As the car heads up to do another run, I will leave it there.
Oh.
So, it was quite a mixed bag again this year, but the challenge of getting around obstacles whilst under pressure is always something I look forward to. Now then, my big announcement. It seems that not only are increasing numbers of keen photographers and outdoor enthusiasts attracted to the content I deliver through The Active Photographer, but so are more and more manufacturers, organisations, PR and marketing companies. The latter have even gone so far as to express an interest in reaching a wider audience through the opportunity to advertise. That's why I've decided to offer some great opportunities for promotion to those businesses who are seen to complement the ethos and the activities that underpin what I do and what visitors experience through the website, the podcast, and my associated on and offline activities. So, if this sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in, be sure to follow the link in the show notes, which takes you to the advertising page, which is now on the main website. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.